Hello, and welcome back to Texas Tech Health Check from Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. I'm your host, Melissa Whitfield. We want you to get healthy and stay healthy with help from evidence-based advice from our physicians, healthcare providers, and researchers. It's that time of year when we move past cold and flu season to allergy season, or is it upper respiratory virus and allergy season all year? If you do find yourself with a runny nose or cough, is it better to stay home and eat chicken soup or to visit your primary care provider or even go to the emergency room? Our guest for this episode is Dr. Rafael Rosales with Texas Tech Physicians in the TTP Multispecialty Clinic in the UMC Health and Wellness Hospital. Dr. Rosales goes over the different respiratory problems which could affect us any time of the year, what we can do to prevent getting sick or making others sick, and what we can keep at home to make us feel better if we do get sick. Dr. Rosales, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your expertise, and what you do here at the Health Sciences Center?
My name is Ralph Rosales. I am a family medicine provider here in the Department of Family and Community Medicine.
Well, again, welcome to our podcast. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So it's that time of year when our nose starts to drip, we have a cough and stuff. What are the different kinds of respiratory problems that we see throughout the year?
Like you mentioned, I think this is about the time of year where we notice a good amount of variety as far as the respiratory problems we might see throughout the year. Most of the time in the winter or during cold and flu season, which is mostly considered, you know, late August, September, October, through about February, we tend to see obviously a lot of upper respiratory illnesses. They kind of taper off through the spring and into summer, even though at any point you can still get any kind of cold or technically even the flu. Us living here in West Texas, we constantly suffer allergies. There's wind that comes through and blows allergens through from all over the country, sometimes from hundreds, if not thousands of miles away. We've gotten big dust storms that have carried things from other continents even. So the fact that that's always in the background certainly complicates the kinds of things we see in certain seasons. But honestly, cold-like things that are viral in nature are always present throughout the year. They just tend to peak in the winter seasons because of the cold and how that affects our immune system.
So what are the most common ones at the end of the winter and early spring? Like you said, here in Lubbock, we're constantly under attack by allergies. And I always tell my coworkers, no, I have allergies. I don't have a cold, I have allergies. But sometimes I wonder if they believe me.
Well, again, I think at the end of winter, we're still seeing plenty of flu, right? There's over like 200 viruses that can cause cold-like symptoms. And so we don't traditionally test for all of those things because we don't really have good treatments for many of those things. We treat the symptoms and then we teach our patients how to manage the things that they can manage in order so that they feel well. But inevitably, viral illnesses will resolve on their own most of the time, and they don't need any specific intervention. Certainly, if they're prolonged, at that time, it's a great time to come and visit your doctor so that we can discuss what other potential things we might need to be concerned about. But kind of late winter coming into early spring, we also see a peak in our allergens. Late in fall, early winter is harvest season here in West Texas. So all of those allergens are in the air. Then come cold and flu season, and then comes the trees blooming and the grasses blooming. And so it's nonstop as far as the potential for these things that are always going to complicate each other. If your allergies aren't well controlled, any little cold-like thing can exacerbate those symptoms. And so it's really important to manage your allergy symptoms throughout the year if you have allergies.
So how can we prevent from getting sick or falling to one of these viruses or illnesses?
I think the most important thing is hygiene, which is easier said than done, especially for those of us with children or school-age children, or those of us who work in healthcare and see patients, or those who work in childcare or who are teachers or work in schools. The exposure to different groups of people consistently is going to be probably your highest risk factors. The best way to avoid it is to wash your hands, keep surfaces clean, have your colleagues who might feel like they're getting sick wear masks now that we're kind of used to that idea. The other probably most important thing, and the ones that we tend to recommend for the more severe illnesses like COVID, flu, and RSV, is to get vaccinated. A vaccine doesn't guarantee that you won't get that virus, but what it does is it helps make the symptoms far more manageable so that we don't suffer severe effects of those viruses. So really that would, besides keeping our hands clean, wiping down surfaces, making sure we sneeze and cough the right way, and we aren't exposing other people to those things, is really to be vaccinated. The other thing that sometimes gets lost in the mix is we want to make sure our immune system is up to par, which just means eating well, staying well hydrated, all of those things make a difference to our overall health.
Is there anything that you can recommend that we can take that's over the counter to help us make us feel better? Should we have a kit in advance of cold and flu season or allergy season?
Absolutely. Actually, a lot of my patients who come in with cold and flu symptoms, I'll have a little handout of all the things I use in my own house or that I give my children. And I'll just hand it to them. And I'm like, these are the things that you're going to probably want to pick up at the pharmacy today. The simple things are, you know, analgesics like Tylenol and ibuprofen are great for fevers, chills, body aches, headaches, sore throats. If we've got a really bad cough, over-the-counter cough suppressants are relatively easy to use and work relatively well. They don't work for every situation, but it's a good first line if you haven't done that. For decongestants, we honestly tend to shy away from the oral decongestants like Sudafed because of the potential risk factors they carry. But things like nasal saline rinses or even like intranasal steroids like Flonase or Nasonex or Nasacort that are available over the counter work really, really well. They don't work rapidly, but they work well if you're consistent with their use. And again, like I mentioned before, those are actually treatments for allergies. And so if you do have allergies and you have cold-like symptoms, you should continue to treat your allergies. First line for all allergy-type symptoms are all available over the counter. It's an oral antihistamine and an intranasal steroid. So you can go pick those up at any time. So that's usually what I tell people you want to start with as far as your cold symptoms when they come up, and do what you can to manage them at home. If that's not working, that's a great time to come and see us so that we can see if there's something else that might be complicating those conditions or those symptoms.
Well, that leads me to my next question, which is, when should we see our primary care provider and when should we go to the emergency room?
I think that's probably a very important question to address because it's sort of a fine line, and that's going to be a slightly different situation for each and every patient. And kind of going back to your other question, we have patients or certain people that we don't recommend take things like over-the-counter cough syrups or oral decongestants because of health conditions they have, like hypertension or heart disease. So those people are already at a disadvantage. They should probably come and see us early. For people who are overall in generally good health, they can manage a lot of this at home. You know, fevers don't get concerning unless they're not responding to the things like Tylenol or ibuprofen. That's a kind of a normal response to being sick. If it becomes unmanageable, again, that's something you want to bring to our attention. I think in general, people that are of good health can attempt to manage their symptoms at home for a while unless they get, we always use the word scary. And those are things that seem outside the norm from previous times that you've been sick, right? We've all had colds before, you know, and so we all know what it should feel like. If something is different and worrisome, definitely come and see us. As far as emergency rooms, those we got to remember are for emergencies. A lot of times patients will go to the emergency rooms and not necessarily get their symptoms managed, because the emergency room's job is to stabilize any immediately concerning conditions and then decide whether or not something like that needs to be treated in the hospital. If not, you may not get treatment. They might just recommend you follow up with your PCP. So an urgent care setting may be far more appropriate. Somewhere you can get in quickly, they can evaluate you with the appropriate testing and prescribe you something while you wait to get in to see your PCP. So certainly that might be a better situation, especially for upper respiratory concerns, barring severe responses, severe reactions. On that note, I think the people that probably need to come and see us earliest, like we mentioned before, are people who already have pre-existing conditions that can make their illnesses severe. And then we typically recommend that the very old or very young also come and see us, at least to make sure that they are stable while we manage their symptoms. So really, again, it's very person dependent, but in general, we can manage symptoms at home until we feel like we can't. And then that's a great time to come in and see us. Urgent care is probably a good first line if you cannot get in to see your PCP. And then if the symptoms become severe, that's when you would probably want to go to the emergency room.
Are there different precautions, or should we pay special attention to certain age groups or other groups of people who are maybe have pre-existing conditions if we're feeling sick or have been sick?
I think that we should be cognizant of the people around us, and we should take care of those people who for whatever reason might be more susceptible to these illnesses becoming severe. Generally, like I mentioned before, I think it always is going to include the very, very young and the much older population, mostly because in the very young, their immune system is yet to be primed to fight all these things. And in the very, very old, we typically get a lot of pre-existing conditions that can easily turn those simple symptoms into severe symptoms. And then absolutely, if patients are immune compromised, either because of some autoimmune condition or medication they might be taking to treat another condition, we need to keep them in mind as well. So if we are feeling sick, we should probably not come to work that day, or we should wear our masks at work that day if we're not sure. And so it's really important to take other people into account and be good people, not just good citizens, I think is an important way to kind of keep our population healthy as a whole.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Again, I think with all these things, the most important thing to remember is that common sense really does go a long way. We've all been sick before, and we all have a certain comfort level of how to manage these things. You know, I always tell folks the over-the-counter medications are there for a reason, and we should use them as long as we understand safe ways to use them. The old home remedies, I would say the things your grandmother would have given you, right? Those things all have been around for a very long time for very good reasons, right? And that is everything like simple things, not medicated things at all, right? Mentholatum, the Vicks Vapor Rub.
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup, warm teas with honey and lemon. You know, all of those things are soothing agents that just make us feel good. And of all the things we talked about, actually, and I probably should have mentioned this before, is honey is actually one of the things that has been scientifically proven to help soothe a sore throat and cough. And it works incredibly well in all age groups. And it's pretty safe in everybody except children under the age of one. And so when in doubt, a little bit of honey goes a long way. But though we can't forget about all the things that the generations before us would have done in the past, because they might not have had the easiest access to healthcare. And so all those things have been around because they work, and to some degree, just to help manage our symptoms.
Well, thank you for coming on our podcast and for giving us all this great information.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Good to be here.
We hope to have you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Texas Tech Health Check. Make sure to subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek immediate medical advice from your physician or your healthcare provider for questions regarding your health or medical condition. Texas Tech Health Check is brought to you by Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center and produced by Tierra Castillo, Susanna Cisneros, Mark Hendricks, Kay Williams, Hope Caperton, and me, Melissa Whitfield.